This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You let it play for a little bit, right? You're rocking out already this morning to a little Ozzy Osbourne. The late Ozzy Osbourne, as he passed away yesterday. What a great song, man. What
so
a great
good.
Song. One of the greats
Classic.
Of all time. The thing about Ozzy Osbourne passing away, and I asked you this morning, would you cry if I died on the way to work? And you said yes, which
emphatically.
I thought was, yes, good, which I appreciate. That you'd be the only one, I'm sure. Ozzy Osbourne passing away yesterday is one of those gentlemen that even if you don't know who Ozzy Osbourne is, you know who Ozzy Osbourne is. If you've ever been outside of your home to an event anywhere in the world, know who Ozzy Osbourne is.
Every
he transcends
time.
Every generation. And I'm sure if my kids woke up this morning, they're like, yeah, hey, old man, we don't know who Ozzy Osbourne is, right? Or anything like that. I go, you know this song.
Listen to
and
this.
You fire that up. You're like, oh, yeah, they play that at Arrowhead, or they play that at Kauffman, or they play that at T-Mobile, or they play that in Lawrence or Columbia or Manhattan, right? Like, that song is literally played at every single stadium. It's a great stadium anthem, and Ozzy came up with this one. So you know Ozzy Osbourne. Whether or not you followed him, whether or not you were a big fan of his music or not, you know who the hell Ozzy Osbourne is, and one of those artists that I think kind of just transcends all generations, Mac, right?
Oh, absolutely, man. And he worked with so many people later in his life, too. I mean, he's the man. He gave so many cool tributes to younger bands and younger artists doing different kind of stuff, too, in his late life,
right?
And saying, hey, man, that's awesome. Paying homage to me, that's super cool. He always gave respect to guys trying to do covers of his legendary music. And then, of course, there's all the stories of him snorting ants on the side of a pool or whatever.
Yeah, doing whatever weird stuff he did,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a legend, dude.
Who was more of a legend, him or his brother Tom at Nebraska?
I'm going to go with Ozzy.
Ozzy, you're going to go with Ozzy on that one. So, yeah, one of the greats of all time, one of the great stadium songs of all time. And it was interesting because the day before, Malcolm Jamal Warner passed away. And yeah, I don't think you have any idea who that is.
I saw it on the doc.
You saw that he had passed away. And I told you Malcolm Jamal Warner passed away. And you're like, all right, whatever. Probably doesn't resonate with generation. I'm not trying to compare deaths here. But I'm trying to show you how big Ozzy Osbourne really is. It doesn't matter how old you are or what walk of life that you're in. Ozzy Osbourne had an impact on you. Whether you were rocking out at a game, you know, when the Chiefs just scored a touchdown, or, you know, kicking off or doing whatever they play the song Crazy Train, or, you know, you're at a baseball game or whatever it is, you're rocking out to Ozzy Osbourne. He was that transcendent of a musical artist. His music carried weight. It started in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 10s, 20s. I mean, like, you think about all of those decades that Ozzy Osbourne has transcended, and all the generations that have come through, you know, Ozzy Osbourne music. Everybody and their brother knows who Ozzy Osbourne is. And when he went, you know, he passed away yesterday, I was like, dang, that's a shocker for me. Because I don't think we thought that Ozzy Osbourne was getting to that place. Maybe we did. Maybe we knew, you know, hindsight being 2020. I mean, it was a little rough there at the end. We're not going to sit here and say, you know, he was looking great or anything like that. But when that hit yesterday, I'm like, damn, Ozzy Osbourne died. And my phone blew up. Like, my friends and I, we have this thing. We just text the name of the person. And, you know, like, you know, Ozzy Osbourne, Malcolm Jamal Warner, that signifies, oh my God, that person has died. We just kind of, that's been our thing for, since texting's been a thing, right? Back when we had to pay 10 cents a text. Did you know that? When we had to pay 10 cents a text? Back when they asked my wife about her first month of dating me and how expensive her phone bill was.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was like, I really don't talk. I mean, let's just text, make it a lot easier. I'll get back to you a lot sooner. She had over $200 in text messages the first month we started dating.
Jeez, Bob.
So, yeah. So, hey, love the man. I tell you what, she was willing to invest $200 in text messages on me. It paid off in the end.
Of course.
It paid off in the end. But Ozzy Osbourne, my friend, we just kind of text each other the names, right? And some days you miss a couple of people that may have passed away or whatever. You know, this one was every single person I felt like I knew yesterday was texting me and saying Ozzy Osbourne died and sending a different song and a different picture and a different news article and a different performance. It was like, all day long, this went on with people talking about Ozzy Osbourne and the impact that he had. And I don't want to sit here and say, I don't know any other musician who had a bigger impact on so many people. But I think when you start to talk about those impactful musicians and impactful music artists over the years, I think Ozzy Osbourne does fall into that category. And even when he wasn't producing the new stuff, you know, he was still doing the TV show, The Osbournes, and him and Sharon Osbourne and whatever that show was. That was a mess. But people
watched it,
right?
Yeah.
Like, people paid attention because it was entertaining and it was available and it was there and it was kind of unique at the time, and you never knew what Ozzy was saying, and it was hysterical. It was fun. And so, you know, when he passed away yesterday, it really did. It affected a lot of people. It impacted a lot of people. And he is one of those artists that transcends generations. And so we'll talk about, you know, Ozzy and the impact he had all morning long. And Carrington did something fun yesterday, and we're going to kind of pick up the ball and run with, you know, what he did yesterday when he was talking about his stadium anthems. I thought that was a great topic yesterday. A lot of washed artists on there, Carrington, I'll just say that. But in all seriousness, great topic.
Yeah, it is a great topic.
I loved it yesterday listening to those guys talk about the great stadium anthems, him and Rob and whatnot. And so we'll get into that coming up a little bit later on, because there are a couple ones that I think maybe they left off, and maybe you think they left off as well. And you know, you start to think about the compliment of albums that gets played at these you know, stadiums and arenas, and it's not done on accident. They're not just sitting up there just going, oh, let's play this song and click on that song. There's a pattern, there's a rhythm, there's a reason why
for sure
these songs make it into every stadium that's out there, because it fires up the crowd. And sometimes these, like, Crazy Train comes on at Arrowhead and they're up 35-10 in the third quarter, late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter. You're partying in the crowd, you're having a good old time. Like, that's just a song that reminds you of good things. And so we'll go through all those kind of stadium anthems as the morning rolls along. Today we'll talk to Matt Quatrero coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to Jay Binkley coming up at 6:45 this morning, and Nate Taylor from training camp will join us at 7:15. So there's a lot going on.
Nate Taylor of ESPN.
That's right, ESPN fame. Yep, absolutely. So now he's with ESPN and with us here on 96.5 The Fan.
Heck,
and
yeah,
that is exciting. Also, today is the official first day of everybody kind of arriving at training camp. I'm starting to see it, you know, all over the interwebs right now of this station is there, that station is there, we're at this training camp, we're at this training camp. And the only thing that I can think of to myself is when I see all these folks showing up to training camp is, you're all playing for second place. Like, do these teams not all realize that they're gathering and getting ready to essentially battle for the number two team in the NFL? Because the Kansas City Chiefs are taking over this mantle, and they're not letting it go anytime soon. They have taken over this mantle, I should say, and they're not letting it go anytime soon. And so all these other teams are gathering right now. And I don't know that I felt like this when the Patriots were playing. I always felt like Indianapolis had a chance, or Denver would have a chance, or Pittsburgh would have a chance. But now I look at the NFL, and maybe it's because it's our team and we're here in Kansas City, but I look around this league, I'm like, I hate to be that guy, but you're all getting ready to battle for number two this year. Like, that's just the way it's going to go. And imagine going into your job every single day or whatever it was, knowing that you had no chance of being number one. No chance whatsoever of going out there and being number one. That's what 31 NFL teams are doing right now, right? They're hoping something happens to the Chiefs so they have a chance to be number one. But all these squads, dude, are getting ready to finish in second place or worse in the NFL season. And I think that's hysterical right now. I don't know why that hit me this morning. I'm like, all these teams are getting ready to battle for second place.
Oh, that's so cute. You're going to work so hard just for second.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
It's like they're working an Android, man. It's just, it is what it is.
Exactly.
We're the iPhone. It's going to be superior. And I think more people are starting to catch on to that. But also, you know, it's okay that people aren't. Some people aren't going to catch on to that until maybe even after a few weeks. And I think it's going to hit people sooner in the season than maybe later, which is fun, because that Rashee Rice absence, people are going to use that as an excuse. Oh, Rashee Rice isn't there. That's their whole offense, right? I mean, Travis Kelce, he's washed. Who do they even have behind him? Hollywood Brown, he's always hurt. Xavier Worthy, he's going to get pushed off the line. He's 140 pounds, soaking wet. See what happens.
Yeah, what was the first play they tweeted out yesterday?
Yeah,
from what did I tell you?
Can
I script this thing even more? I told you the first tweet that the Chiefs are going to send out is going to be a deep pass to Xavier Worthy. And the first play that they tweeted out yesterday, he's got his hamstrings ready, deep pass to Xavier Worthy, catch it. Now, it wasn't a touchdown or anything like that, but it was still the deep ball. You knew they were going to put it out there. Good job by Rob Alberino for listening to the show, and 65 Toss Power Trap for putting that out there for me. I appreciate that, Rob. I love you to death, and I'll give you a big kiss when I see you next time. But you knew that was going to happen. You knew that was going to be the play that they were going to show, because that's been the conversation all offseason. We got to have more fun. We got to get the deep ball back. We've got to be more explosive on offense. We want to get back to the 2018-2019 days of this organization and having fun again. And that's what they did on the first day of training camp. They were putting that ball up in the air. They were making, you know, big time plays. They were having a lot of fun. They looked good doing it. And everybody got excited yesterday because we saw that first deep ball of training camp. And that's what this thing is going to be based on. As long as everybody stays healthy, that's the goal again this season, to kind of get back to where they were. And I think that was the goal last season. Then everybody got hurt. Right?
Exactly.
You lost Hollywood Brown. You lost Xavier Worthy. Your offensive line didn't get the job done. You lost your running back. You're bringing a guy off the couch to be your running back, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, we can't do what we wanted to do. This year now you've got everybody healthy. You got Patrick Mahomes with a haircut. You got Travis Kelce in the last dance. You figured out left tackle. We'll get into that as the morning rolls along, and now you can go up over the top. And when you have all those other things figured out, now you've got the time for Patrick Mahomes to light the world on fire. And that's what's going to be fun about this whole thing, is that Patrick Mahomes is going to light the world on fire. The one person who he won't be throwing to this year is George Pickens. And I need you to play that audio, because this is ESPN yesterday rolling out their first training camp look at the NFL season. Of course, they start with the Dallas Browns, and then they have this happen on set.
All right, guys, they did make some moves this offseason, though, and one of them was wide receiver George Pickens via trade with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So during the team's first play of training camp, we saw Dak Prescott able to find Pickens for a massive touchdown. Obviously, a great way to start the day. Welcome back to First Take. Quick cleanup on our part. Earlier, we showed video that we identified as George Pickens at Cowboys training camp. It was not George, so we apologize on that mistake.
George Pickens, they haven't even started practice yet. They were showing highlights of George Pickens at Cowboys training camp because somebody put up a tweet and said, oh, look, George Pickens,
yes,
right?
The troll account.
And they just ripped it right off the troll account and put it on First Take, right? So when we get mad that these people are saying things about our Chiefs that they don't know about, they're using troll accounts on air to show you
they
that.
I don't know what they're saying.
I mean, this happens so much to ESPN.
All the time,
do you remember
dude.
Ballsack Sports back in the day?
Oh, for sure.
And like Stephen A. Smith would be like yes. citing Ballsack Sports and things like that, right? Like,
yes.
I just don't know how people get fooled at that level
still.
With as many levels of people that they have
exactly.
at ESPN.
Exactly.
You know?
You got to think at least three people saw that. Watched it, verified it before it went to air, at least, right? Like
right.
two producers and maybe Molly all watched it or something. I don't know. Like, it's just insane. None of it was like, well, is that Pickens? That doesn't look like his number. And have they actually started practice? And also,
right.
who's this account?
Yeah,
who's this person?
Guy? And you know what? They practice in California. First Take's on 9 a.m. Eastern time. So that's 6 a.m. Central.
They didn't,
6 a.m. Pacific. So they didn't have that practice yet.
You're not even thinking about that.
Right.
It's crazy, dude.
Well, again, they don't think. People just throw stuff
throw
up there.
Stuff
they'd
up.
Rather be first than right
always.
In this whole
yes.
situation. One guy who wasn't first was at Patriots practice yesterday. Do we have the Vrabel turns into Bill Belichick moment yesterday? Because Bill Belichick was channeled yesterday by his, I guess you could say, replacement, Mike Vrabel, at a press conference yesterday.
How'd they do? How do you feel about how the guys came back?
I mean, whether you were in a coma when I answered Tom's question or typing on your phone or tweeting, I don't know, but I spent 5 minutes answering that question and I could go back through it, but I'd rather not.
That is fantastic.
So
I get more and more of a fan of Mike Vrabel by the day
yep.
because look, I've been to these press conferences over the years and a lot of times, and it happens at a lot of games. Look at a basketball game, especially with the media. They're not paying attention. They're on their phone. They're worried about tweeting. They're worried about posting on X and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. And they're not listening. And that's why I always say in this business, the number one attribute is to listen. Ryan Lilja taught me that back in the day. He had said something to me one time in the locker room. He goes, all you reporters are talking to me. And then you're looking around, not paying any attention to what I'm saying. And
yeah.
so that happens all the time. I'm glad Vrabel called the guy out on
Me
that
too.
One. Start paying attention in these press conferences. Like, do your job better and not worry about what needs to be out on social media or what other people are saying on social media. Focus on the moment. And that's good advice for everybody. Be in the moment. Be present in that moment. Stop looking at your watch and trying to tell me what, you know,
yeah.
what's going on. Stop looking at your phone. Stop looking at other things. Like, pay attention in the moment, because if you're not, you're going to miss a lot of stuff that goes on.
Yeah, and kudos to Vrabel, too. He knows they got to spend the next 5 or 6 months together. So he's nipping that in the bud right now. Lock in.
Right.
I'm talking, dude.
Absolutely. Lock in. I'm
not repeating myself.
Look, it's 10, 15 minutes.
Today?
Yeah. How did it go? I just spent five minutes on that, man.
We just did.
I mean, we've all been there where you say 100%. Something and somebody asks you what you just said. You're like, I just
Thanks
had that
listening.
Conversation. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a big part of this show. Thanks for listening, you know? So there you have it. All kinds of good stuff. Training camp is officially back as every team in the NFL other than the Chiefs battles for second place. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, we've got a sighting of a left tackle that had us all excited. We'll tell you who that is next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Wednesday here. We'll get to our weekly poll question coming up in a few minutes. You can vote in that on X 965 The Fan on X, formerly Twitter. where you can go there and vote in our weekly poll, and we'll release that coming up in a couple of minutes here on the show. Fesco and Dusty with you. Dusty's off this week, Mac producing and co-hosting as well. Hello, Mac. Can you say hello to the people
hello,
out there?
Hello, how are you?
You can watch us on Twitch, YouTube, and whatever else you want to watch us on, X as well. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page. Spectre's got like a list of how many subscriptions we keep increasing, and for every subscription that we get during this week, Mac and I each get $5. So please go out there and subscribe to our YouTube page so Mac and I can each get $5 eat and feed our families.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Right. It's exactly right. So Spectre doesn't know it, but we'll tell him at the end of the week, you owe us a couple $100,000 because we got all these people to subscribe to YouTube. So go subscribe to 965 The Fan on YouTube. It'll be at the top of your page, and you can watch us and enjoy us in the mornings, in the afternoons, and in the middays as well as we bring you everything you need to know from Chiefs training camp. And we'll talk to Nate Taylor, who was up there yesterday in less than an hour here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll also talk to Binkley, who's been knee-deep in it for ever because we got training camp going on right now.
Juice all over the place.
Again, all these other teams battling for second place. But I think what we got to talk about is the number one story right now at training camp, and that, of course, is the left tackle position. I don't want to say it's the only story at training camp, because there are other storylines, if you will, that are going to take place at training camp, because I think a lot of people are concerned and wondered about, the wide receiver position or the defensive line or defensive back and all that kind of stuff, and that's cool. But the big story really is who's going to play left tackle. And what we had and what we saw and what we looked at yesterday was that Josh Simmons was starting at left tackle. And you had put in the notes yesterday, Mac, or today, or whenever you decided to do this, something or nothing with Josh Simmons starting at left tackle. And I hate to be that guy, but it's both. I mean, I think it's both,
It's both.
And it's both because it is something that he was starting at left tackle, but it also could be nothing because Juwan Taylor is still out at right tackle, and he had his knee cleaned up, and some stuff that needed to be done from last season was getting cleaned up, and they still expect Juwan Taylor, obviously, to be a big part of this offensive line. But right now, while it is something, it is an opportunity for Josh Simmons to earn that spot at left tackle, and then maybe you play with not Juwan Taylor at right tackle, right? Is Jalen Moore going to be able to go out there and earn that position? Like, that's why it could be something as well. If Josh Simmons goes out there and plays his ass off, and they go, okay, we're starting you at left tackle, and then Jalen Moore plays well at the right tackle spot, well, then Juwan Taylor now all of a sudden becomes that swing tackle. And again, you and I think we're the only two outside of Juwan Taylor's family who think he's a great football player, right? Like, we should get T-shirts, and we'd be the only two that wear them, Juwan Taylor fan club. We had the conversation with Spectre yesterday. He's like, oh, God, Juwan Taylor. And you and I are like, what are we missing?
Overpaid.
Yeah,
It's not the best contract in the world.
No, it's not, but it's not hindering you from doing anything.
No, exactly.
That's what I always get back at. If it's a bad contract, what has it prevented us from doing? Well, we got Karlaftis signed up. We got Trey Smith signed up, getting ready to sign, Trent McDuffie potentially long term.
And Bolton lined up.
Nick Bolton lined up. You're taking care of, I don't see how that's a bad contract. I really don't. To me, scream bad contract. You got to protect your assets, right? And that was part of that kind of 3-year run where we're trying anything at the tackle position to get it fixed, right? And that's what the Chiefs have had to do, and they've had to spend a little bit extra money maybe than they wanted to because they needed to kind of fix that offensive line. And so they gave that money to a proven guy in Juwan Taylor who maybe can play both sides, maybe be a swing tackle this year. But needless to say, it's an investment. And I think a lot of times that's how you have to look at some of these contracts you may not like or players you may not like, but they really do the job. I mean, Juwan Taylor, is he an all-pro? No. But is he a competent, good left tackle or right tackle that you can rely on? I think he is. I think he is. And that's all you want, right? Other than false starting, he's pretty damn good, right?
Yes.
Once the play gets going, as you said yesterday,
Once the play starts, he's awesome.
He's really good.
He's fantastic.
He's one of the better right tackles out there.
Yes.
So you want him to be healthy and you want him to be back. But I think this is a great opportunity. And I know both of us were kind of excited yesterday going, all right, day one of training camp, and Josh Simmons is right there at left tackle.
That's so exciting, right? I mean, we've already talked about him being one of the more anticipated rookies the Chiefs have ever had, let alone in this era since Mahomes, for sure, the most anticipated rookie draft. A guy who would have been the first tackle taken, an elite prospect, gets hurt, bad injury to the leg over there in the middle of the season, and drops to the Chiefs. And the whole time, they've been really consistent. hey, we're going to, you know, rehab him back. But as soon as he's ready to go, we're going to put him out there. We're going to give him his chance. We're going to give him his shot. And everyone still in the national media is kind of like, that's not happening. Josh Simmons, the injury, it's over. That's fine. That's at least 4 or 5 weeks into the season. He's not starting out the year. I think, and I've been saying the whole time, he's going to start out the season. He is ahead of progress. I don't know if it means this is another, is it something or nothing? But yesterday, no leg sleeve either for Josh Simmons in any of those videos. And I know they're just in shorts, but that kick step looks great. He looks quick. He looks like he's, you know, attacking at the point. I just think he's going to be the starter at left tackle. And it creates more solutions for you now. Because
yeah.
Now we already had Juwan Taylor and Jalen Moore. Whoever is better at right tackle, both of them have the ability to swing and play on both sides.
That's cool.
On the outside, on the outside, and on the inside. If something happens to Kingsley, I wouldn't feel terrible about Jalen Moore at left guard. And I know Juwan Taylor has played on the left side before, on the inside and outside. So now you've got two guys potentially. If Josh Simmons is that guy at left, two guys for right, and both kind of a sixth man bench guy, swing, go around wherever you need, because we know injuries happen along the offensive line in an 18-game season, and it may be for 3 or 4 weeks, it may be a quick patch-up, but now to have a guy, whether it's Jalen Moore or Juwan Taylor, who you feel pretty confident in as your sixth man off the bench for an offensive line, man, you can't get better than that. And if you want to go a heavy set, if you want to go six offensive linemen on the goal line, bang. You're
yeah.
putting in a starting grade offensive lineman as your sixth guy.
Well, and also, too, is that now all of a sudden you've increased competition along that entire offensive line. I was telling you yesterday, I was looking at, I think it was ESPN.com that had it out, that there was kind of their projected like starting lineup for every team in the NFL. Who has the best starting lineup? You know, one of those things.
Okay.
So I'm clicking around and I'm looking. And they had Mike Caliendo starting at left guard for the Chiefs. I'm like, wow, that seems that's interesting to me, because I would have thought, you know, Kingsley would probably be the guy that would start at left guard. So now all of a sudden you have competition at left tackle. You got competition and depth at left guard. Center and right guard, you don't need that for. And then right tackle as well. And then you've also got Kingsley Suamata'i in there, but you also have Wanya Morris in there as well,
yep.
who could be a depth piece. And everybody is forgetting about Caliendo. Like, literally, nobody's talking about that poor guy. And I totally forgot about him, but he was the only cat that talked to us after that Super Bowl loss. You know, he was the only guy that was willing to have that conversation about that Super Bowl loss. So stand up guy, good locker room guy, good football player that started on the Super Bowl team last year, and people are throwing him out like it's bathwater, you know, like that sweat in the bathtub that's dissipated. But
yeah.
I mean, but in all seriousness, like, people forget about Caliendo. So you can theoretically, dude, go three deep at your two tackle positions and your guard position. You don't have to worry about center and right guard. Those are potential Hall of Famers right there. But you got now two deep at three of your five positions, and that increases the depth along your entire offensive line. And so I think what we saw yesterday was both something and nothing, in the extent of, if he's healthy and ready to go, it's something. But if Juwan Taylor's going to move back to that right tackle spot as soon as he's healthy, and they want Jalen Moore to play that left tackle spot because he's older, then it's nothing, you know? But I think, and I'm with you, I think Josh Simmons is your starter at left tackle right now. And I've got nothing to tell me otherwise until we see it out there on the field, obviously. But once you start with those ones, and once you're running with those ones in training camp, it's tough, I think, for people to unseat you. And he's not just running out there because he was the first person on the line.
That's not the way. Yeah.
He was told that's where they wanted to go. And if they're ready to run him with the ones, that's a great sign for everybody.
And I implore people, when they look at this training camp stuff and they say, oh, this guy's at the one, I would say that matters for offensive linemen. That matters for pretty much every position. Do not look at the reps. So if Josh Simmons has less reps maybe than Juwan Taylor at left tackle, if he started with the ones, that's what we need to be looking at. If you're a Chiefs fan, you need to be looking at who is the one. And Josh Simmons was that one yesterday. It's day one. They're in shorts. Juwan Taylor's starting on the PUP right now. So that's why we're asking this question, right? If it's something or if it's nothing. But I agree with you. And if Josh Simmons is, let's not even say what people think he could be, which is elite, which is top five best left tackle in the game, pretty much off the bat. Like, he is that sort of prospect if healthy. Let's just say he's good. Let's just say he's a good left tackle this season, which would be amazing. We haven't seen that in a minute here in Chiefs Kingdom. Then all of a sudden you have a good left tackle with elite in the middle. There is not a position, if that left guard, whoever it ends up being, Caliendo, Kingsley, whoever it ends up being, and they're a little more raw, they're a little newer to the position, they're going to have a really good center on their right, and they're going to have a really good left tackle on their left. They're going to be sandwiched in between, just like we had before, right, with Joe Tooney always next to someone kind of being that mainstay, that stability next to you. We always talk about the domino piece of that left tackle. If Josh Simmons can be the domino piece that stays and doesn't fall, and the rest can stay upright, man.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And what's really cool about that is when you mentioned the reps, right? You said, don't look at the number of reps, look at where they're running.
Yeah.
And I'm going to equate that to Shedeur Sanders for a second, because a lot of conversation has taken place about Shedeur Sanders and look how good he's been and look at all the reps that he's getting. And then somebody kind of did one of those, you know, like how on X right now, they'll give you the community note on whether or not this is true. And somebody put like one of those community notes up in an article I was reading for lack of a better term. And it said, it's really a misrepresentation of Shedeur Sanders. Yes, he does look good. Yes, he is getting a lot of reps, but most of them are coming with the third team against no defense. And so so when you see other guys getting reps and maybe they're getting more reps, but they're on third team.
Yeah.
That's not really getting those first team reps, obviously. Duh, that you want to see. And so he's getting these first team reps, may not be getting all of the reps in practice, but he's not working with the third team against no defense. And that's the difference right there that I see in all this. He's getting first team reps. It doesn't matter how many. It doesn't matter if somebody else has more reps at that position. He's working with the first team. And I think that's significant because this is when you build continuity.
Yes.
You know, this is when you build your team so you know who you can rely on late in the season. And so if he's running with the ones right now, unless he Fs it all up and can't play, then he's going to be your starting left tackle.
Man, we talk about chemistry on between a quarterback and a wide receiver, right, and the timing and the communication. It's all that and more on the offensive line, and I think that went underrated last year with the injuries and with the in and out at left tackle. There's chemistry to an offensive line. There's communication. There's the, okay, I know what this guy's good at. I know what this guy isn't good at. I know what this guy, you know, just little signals. Maybe it's a hand tap here. Okay, I know what that means for this guy right before the play. Like, little things like that. And if you can start that here in July, man, that is huge. That's something that the Chiefs didn't have last year. And frankly, I don't know if they had it 2 years ago either. They definitely didn't have it last season. So I think something interesting that Spector brought up to us yesterday, a good question, was on October 1st, and this is for all of you as well, 913-586-7965, on October 1st, who would you rather have be 100% ready to go, Josh Simmons or Rashee Rice?
And for me, it's Simmons. I'm an offensive line guy.
Okay.
I am an offensive line guy. I played offensive line. I know the value in offensive line. I know how important it is. We have seen it here in Kansas City, how much an offensive line can make a difference in the world. Go back to 02, 03, Priest Holmes, Larry Johnson, you know, all of them, Trent Green, that whole offense. They were good, but they became great because of that offensive line and because of Willie Roaf getting added into the mix. And so for my money, Mac, I want Josh Simmons to be healthy by October 1st. I want him to be the guy. What do you say?
I'll go Rashee Rice. I think it's really close. I think for me, it's Rashee Rice because I think he's going to be the engine to the offense, just like Kelce was a few years ago. I think Rashee Rice is that new Kelce. He's going to be, you know, the short routes, the third and four. It's going to be a Rashee Rice type play, like little screen plays they're going to make, and Rashee Rice is going to boom, pop for 25. Like, things like that. It's going to be like eight catches a game kind of thing, like we used to see with Travis Kelce. That's what I see of a wide receiver version for Rashee Rice, just kind of that security blanket, that mainstay for Patrick Mahomes when he's been between a rock and a hard place. He knows to look over to number four. And I just think that is so valuable to this team. We obviously, there were more injuries than just Rashee Rice last year, but I believe if the Hollywood and Pacheco injuries still happen, but Rashee Rice stays healthy, I think the offense looks drastically different.
They could probably make the Super Bowl.
They could maybe win it and have a better game plan.
Hey, wouldn't go that far.
No, probably wouldn't go that far either. No, it's definitely not that. He's not that. He's not Jerry Rice. He's Rashee Rice.
Right.
But still, this is a huge addition and someone that I've been tooting his horn ever since they drafted him. I think he's a top 10 wide receiver. And I think with Patrick Mahomes, that has maybe a higher lift of the floor and the ceiling than maybe Josh Simmons, but I think it's really close because I'm sports horny for Josh Simmons, man.
Yeah, I know you are, and so am I, and I think that's good. And the difference though between those two positions, right, the wide receiver and the offensive tackle, the wide receiver position you recognize when the guy does great things. The offensive tackle position you recognize when the guy does bad things. Like, you never recognize when an offensive lineman does amazing things when he does his job because it's supposed to be done that way, and you really don't know when a wide receiver runs a bad route. You always want to blame the quarterback. Oh, he didn't hit him. It was a bad throw by the quarterback. Well, we don't know if he ran a bad route. So the two positions, it's easy to see Rashee Rice have the success. It's harder to see an offensive lineman have success, but it's real easy to see an offensive lineman make a mistake when it's very difficult to see a wide receiver go out there and make those mistakes. So I think all this to be said, Mac, and this isn't hyperbole. This is fact, in my opinion, anyway. I think Josh Simmons is the most important rookie to the Chiefs since Patrick Mahomes was drafted. And even at that time, Patrick Mahomes wasn't playing, right? He was the backup quarterback at that time. But since that Patrick Mahomes draft to where we are today, I don't know that we've seen a more important rookie than Josh Simmons entering the fold. Like, he's entered the group chat, right, as the most important rookie of this Patrick Mahomes era. And I hope it gets to the point where this is the last left tackle that Patrick Mahomes has ever had to play with. I mean, we talked about it weeks ago. Patrick Mahomes may retire before Josh Simmons retires if everything goes according to plan. Yes. This guy becomes a 20-year mainstay on the left side of your offensive line. And some dudes can play in the NFL. We talked about it weeks ago, the Lomas Browns, the Anthony Munozes of the world that played for 20-some years, and Willie Rofe played forever and a day at that left tackle spot. So it's very possible that this could be the last left tackle that Patrick Mahomes ever plays with, and very possible that Mahomes retires before this guy. So I think he is the most important rookie that this team has drafted since the Patrick Mahomes era has begun.
Yeah, I don't think there's a question. I mean, he's the second most important position in football, and it's something that the Chiefs have struggled with over the last 2 years, and that's probably why my answer should be Josh Simmons to the question of who you'd rather have on October 1st, because if you've watched what's transpired on the field for the Chiefs the last couple of years, and again, especially last season, it has been, I mean, their lack of success isn't right. They were in the Super Bowl last year. Their limit was because the limit on their success was put because of left tackle play, and so... Yeah, he can blow the ceiling off the roof here. Rice is going to be suspended, guys, from the 816.
Thank you.
Okay, 913, 1000% Simmons the entire season, and Super Bowl was rough because of left tackle.
Yeah.
There you go. Yep. 417, it's coming in again. Lost two Super Bowls because of the offensive line. Won a couple with so-so wide receiver play. I would definitely
great
rather
text.
Have a healthy offensive line. Yeah, I think that's great. I think you're right.
Nailed it. 100% nailed it right there.
You
get the rest of the week
me.
Off, man. No, that guy nailed it right there. We have lost two Super Bowls because of offensive line. We won Super Bowls with Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney. You know, Mecole Hardman catching the game-winning touchdown pass. Like, I mean, Patrick Mahomes can take care of business
do that part.
If he's got an offensive line protecting him. All right, our weekly poll has gone up on X on 965. The Fan on Twitter, formerly X. What do we have as the poll question today, Macadoodle?
The Wednesday poll, should the Royals extend Salvador Perez, yes or no? Just posted on the X, formerly known as Twitter page, The Fan 965, and make sure and give that a follow on all social media platforms, The Fan 965.
Yeah, and we say that because, you know, it's time to pick up Salvador Perez's option for next year. He has that player option, or the team option, I should say, available for next year. All the team has to do is go to Salvador Perez, say, hey, we got this, and they pick up his option, and he's a member of the Chiefs or the Royals in 2026. And I think that's very important for this ball club because Salvador Perez is getting close to a lot of important numbers, a lot of important results, and you want all of those to occur in Kansas City Royals blue, and you want all of that to be, for him to be a lifer here in Kansas City and for all of us to be a part of it and to be able to celebrate Salvador Perez. And I still think he's a difference maker on this team. Again, this team goes as Salvi goes. They got hot a little bit early in July when Salvador Perez was hitting home runs. We saw what happened the other night in Chicago, hit a couple of home runs. They blow out the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
Last night, silent. He didn't do anything. They lose the game in grand fashion. And so I think Salvador Perez, as much as people think Bobby Witt is, Salvador Perez is still the catalyst, still the captain, still the mainstay, you know, on this ball club. He's the guy that stirs the drink. And so to extend, pick up that player option for one more year to have Salvador Perez's option picked up, I think the answer is an absolute 100% yes, you pick up that player option. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, we talk to the man, the myth, the legend. His name is Jay Binkley. We do that next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan. It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Officially the start of football season.
Nobody happier than one Jay Binkley, except for maybe the executives at ESPN, because this is just coming down this morning from Andrew Marchand of the New York Times, The Athletic. ESPN and the NFL are inside the five-yard line on a groundbreaking rights deal that is going to include the Red Zone Channel, NFL Network, seven regular season games that may appear on NFL Network, enhanced betting and fantasy league possibilities, and more. And it looks like the NFL Network under ESPN would likely be enhanced. ESPN's main channels would still feature the NFL a lot of the time, but the devoted network would be on 24/7 with NFL coverage coming from ESPN. And so they're getting ready to invest a lot of money. They already pay $2.7 billion per year for 25 games, does ESPN/ABC. And so it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why I said yesterday, and I'll continue to say it as a fan, who cares what they spend on players? These folks have unlimited funds now in the NFL. And so ESPN's direct-to-consumer is going to be $29.95 a month, and if that includes Red Zone and the NFL and all that kind of stuff, I guarantee you people will be signing up for that, because that's what we do in this world. We flock to wherever the National Football League is. Jay Binkley is with us here on 96.5 The Fan. Good morning, Jay. I don't know how to do that.
Bob, I had him.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry. Did we hang up on Jay?
Yeah, let me call him back.
I hit a button and the phone popped up. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of cool. I like how that graphic went there. So we'll get Jay Binkley back on the phone. But that is kind of the word of the day is that ESPN and NFL Network are getting set, or not ESPN and NFL Network, but ESPN and the NFL are getting ready to sign a big-time rights deal, and a big-time player in the televising of NFL is going to be that ESPN direct-to-consumer. Can you put Jay on the air, please, Mac? Thank you very much. Jay, how are you?
Good, Bob. What'd you do? Screw it up?
Yeah, of course.
So NFL Network will still be here. We knew this was coming around, though, Bob. I remember sitting in with you like about a year ago or so. We said something weird happening with NFL Network because they're cutting way back or cutting all these people. And it's like, this league prints money. What are they doing? And Good Morning Football has been a mess. They've had a million different hosts. They've just been wading water. But I assume NFL Network will still keep its name NFL Network. But we've seen these changes. And it's been really weird how MLB Network's thriving. The NFL Network, you knew it's thriving. We're just waiting for something.
Well, I think also, too, Good Morning Football used to be the most important NFL show, and then all of a sudden it dissipated. I don't know why. You know, I guess because they lost a lot of the original cast, and it was kind of a jumbled mess there for a while. But with ESPN involved and more money involved, I mean, that's great for the fan. It really is. It may cost us a little bit more out of our pockets, obviously, if we want to go down that route and watch those games. But it means more money for the league and more money we can spend on our players to keep them here in Kansas City. That's kind of the way that I look at it, Jay.
Yeah, and I think it's a must-watch NFL Network. It was always so well-run, and then all of a sudden this offseason, they've just been playing around with it by having a million different people kind of hosting the show, losing Peter Schrager, and obviously he's still with the company because when they take it over, he's still kind of with them too. So
yeah, all right, let's talk about the tackle situation right now. We saw Simmons starting yesterday up at training camp. Juwan Taylor's on the PUP list, got some things to clean up in that knee of his. What's the tackle situation look like to you when Juwan Taylor comes back?
I think it's we'll see how Simmons goes, man. It's one thing to be in shorts, and it's another thing when the pads come on, because even Andy Reid talked about that the last day of minicamp, like, well, you know, he's been out here, he's been in shorts on, we'll see what happens when it's live action, because that is much different when you put the pads on and you got these edge rushers for the Chiefs wanting to make the team and trying to take advantage of Josh Simmons, you know, being a first round pick. So we'll see what happens. I think it's good news for him, though, that he's there. And I don't know if it's just a placement because Jalen Moore, remember, he's versatile, man. This guy went to Western Michigan as a tight end. This guy can play different things. He's an athletic dude. Yeah, he's a left tackle by trade, and that's what he can do. But I think they wanted to see, all right, what can he do at right tackle and things like that. Well, Jalen Moore go back to left tackle in the beginning until Josh Simmons is 100% ready. I don't think they're going to push him, and I don't think they want to push him, you know, with live contact all the time. I expect a lot of rotation between Jalen Moore and Josh Simmons until that patellar tendon is 100% ready to go. So there's no reason to rush him. I mean, you got him 5 years now, 4 years and the 1 year option at the end of that. So I don't think they're going to rush him to run him. It's great. It looks great in theory, but this is what the Chiefs do. Remember last camp is Wanye Morris, and then it was Kingsley, and we'll see what Josh Simmons does. But I'm with you, Bob. This is the most important draft pick for this team being left tackle, because they've got to find an answer for that. They thought they had a last year with Kingsley when they drafted him in the second round, and now all of a sudden they had to waste more capital on that left tackle position, because had Kingsley worked out perfectly at left tackle, it would have been perfect because it had already been set. They spent a second-round pick. It's done. Then they could have spent the first-round pick this year in a different direction, something else to help the team, but they had to go right back to left tackle because Kingsley wasn't that left tackle. But we'll see what happens. We saw kind of a combination between Wanye and Kingsley last year in camp until they settled on the right guy. I'll say this, though. Once Andy Reid makes a decision, he usually sticks with it, except for that left tackle, because I don't know if you remember Trey Smith's rookie year. You know, there's a question, all right, who's going to be there? Then, boom, day one of training camp, Trey Smith at right guard and hasn't looked back.
Hasn't looked back, and that's why I see Josh Simmons running with the ones. I'm like, well, look, Andy's made his decision, and that's kind of been the pattern here. And also, too, this team just, I mean, all offseason, it's been kind of quiet. Everybody's been attacking them. They go to training camp, and now it's like revenge is on the minds of the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're playing with a bunch of revenge this year to get back at not only losing in the Super Bowl, but get back to everybody who said they were washed this offseason.
You know what? I think that's been a big theme, Bob. I mean, it just seems different, man. I mean, Patrick Mahomes kind of with this chip on his shoulder, and it's evident. Not that he's always had one, you know, to prove everybody wrong, but, you know, I remember Peter Schrager, speaking of him, he was on ESPN the other day talking about this new Chiefs Kingdom, Pat McAfee show. He was on there, and he was talking about this Chiefs Kingdom series, and he was talking about how Patrick Mahomes was in the gym on Tuesday after losing the Super Bowl at Sunday, getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning. He was in the gym at Tuesday and said, then this guy's just a killer, stone cold killer. He wants to go out there and beat you. And then you got Travis Kelce in The Last Dance. And, you know, this the tenor of what they're saying. Hey, let's put it behind us, the Super Bowl. Yeah, we watched it, but it's like a scarlet letter because it did happen. And I think they want to erase that. And everywhere they go, they're reminded of that. And every time they flip on the TV, people are talking, well, it's the downfall. What Colin Cowherd and his little co-host, Jason McIntyre, were actually putting the Chiefs at third in the division yesterday. It's the same crap that happens every year, but it happens more and more after what happened in the Super Bowl kind of illuminates things. But now the Chiefs Kingdom show is going to come out on ESPN on August 14th, which is going to highlight last year's season. And, of course, it's going to be fun to watch the season and stuff like that, but it's going to culminate with that Super Bowl loss. So, once again, that's going to be magnified right there on ESPN, the Chiefs, you know, getting hammered in the Super Bowl. So these guys are always constantly reminded of that. But just kind of the attitude, you know, you saw the commercials have been less for the Chiefs this year. Yeah, there's still going to be a few of them here and there with them, but it's not as much as last year. Patrick Mahomes didn't play in the American Century Golf Tournament for two straight years. Now, Kelce still played in it, but there was no Mahomes. And this dude loves golf. He's been on the match twice, but he wasn't at the American Century this year. I don't know if it's more time with the kids or whatever it's doing, but to me, that's kind of like a refocused, hey, I got a revenge tour to do here with the Kansas City Chiefs. But you just notice the way they talk. This team is edgy, and I love to see it.
Yeah, I do too, and that's why I tweeted out this morning. It's fun to see all these folks going to training camp for these other organizations playing for second place this year.
Well, it's kind of been the way it is because the Chiefs have had that hold. It's so tough. It is so tough in this day and age, man, to be as good as the Chiefs have been. And I don't think they get nearly enough credit for going the seven straight AFC title games. It's almost like people forget. You know, Andy Reid has been to five Super Bowls with the Chiefs. He's won three of them. Patrick Mahomes has gone to the AFC title game 7 years as a starter to the AFC title game, five Super Bowls, three Super Bowl rings. People forget that, man. It's like all of a sudden they turn the page the next season and they forget the success of the Chiefs because other teams aren't doing this. Yeah, we saw New England have a hell of a run, winning 11 straight division titles. Well, the Chiefs have done 9, and last year might have been the most impressive one since three teams in this division ended up making the playoffs, and the Chiefs won the AFC West by 4 games. Yeah. It shows you the dominance they had, but what they're doing is unprecedented, but they just don't get the credit for it, and that's fine because that keeps them motivated.
Jay, we appreciate the time. Enjoy watching training camp videos, and we will see you here in a matter of minutes, I'm sure.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Take care. Jay Binkley with us here on 96.5 The Fan, our football insider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Think about what he just said there, because I do want to touch on something he just said there that involved this team winning the division last year. Four games coming up here on 96.5 The Fan. He mentioned Peter Schrager. You got to hear what Peter Schrager said about the Chiefs. You will be so excited. It will be time for a cold tub next.
But it's like a scarlet letter.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.